nice current going past.
Yeah.
And it still seems to be spreading on some of the streets away from here, but the level in the main street isn't. So it's obviously finding other places to go, which is stopping it rising here.
Right. Okay, that's not quite the same as saying that the crisis has eased, but rather that it's got to a level where it can spread its tendrils right throughout town.
Yep, and even though it's levelled, been told that it'll probably stay up there for a day and a half or so. Gee. So it's just a matter, we'll still have the little pump going and we'll still have the little bucket going.
Now, you mentioned that people were distributing sandwiches up and down the main street to people looking after their businesses. So any word from the other businesses? Have most of those been able to hold the floodwater in check as well?
No, most. A couple of high shops are right, but the Mitre 10 and the Criterion Hotel, and that they're pretty much the ones down near the river, they couldn't do anything. And but they've managed to you know, everyone, they sort of had a bit of warning and they knew that they were close to the river. But it just it scared Adam at the Criterion Hotel a bit because it just got way bigger than what they thought. And so the preparations that he'd made, which are good preparations, just were totally inadequate in the end. So in the end, he just had to get all the... He walked past me, he had a knapsack on with 3 years of paperwork in the... in the back of it, and the computers had all been put up really high, and that was about it. The Hotel Rochi got halfway up the bar.
Somebody texted in to say that a good judge of where the floodwaters are in Rochester and the main street is, has the floodwater reached the railway line?
Yes, over the railway line.
Wow.
It's there, so it's running over it. Okay. And that was the thing, it's over the railway line, over the swimming pool, almost up to the bottom of the little diving board on the swimming pool. That's the only way you can tell that there's a swimming pool in the swimming pool area.
Good grief.
That'll be the end of the swimming season for Rochi.
You're not volunteering to run a filter?
I might offer a little bus to take the kids up to the Echuca one a couple of times a day during the school holidays. I don't know. They might get all generous.
We'll talk about that afterwards, and I'm sure that there will be the facilities to try and alleviate all these kinds of...
Yep.
problems as quickly as possible. Mick, as far as your fight to save your shop, and we're pleased to be able to report that at least your home has remained reasonably dry as well.
Yep.
But what have been some of the challenges for you?
Just keeping the... looking for the leaks in the sandbags, just finding that right mix of putting it. The challenge would have been if I hadn't have had anyone help me, and it's been great, you know, just the... different people, and I had a couple. You know, one of my staff members this morning, a couple of other people stopped to help. A couple of the young kids who went to school with my kids and all that have gone past, and they've stopped. And my brother's arrived up from Melbourne to help, and he couldn't get from my place to the shop, so one of the young blokes went and picked him up in the four-wheel drive and brought him here. So.
Okay. In fact, you've sort of answered a question. Gornong May Reef Road passable? Someone's trying to get to Echuca via Lockington, but someone was also asking whether they could actually get to Rochester at all.
We can get to Rochester,
yeah.
As long as you're not wanting to go through Rochester.
Okay.
So if apparently Rod said that when he got to Elmore, they were diverting the traffic to Echuca from Elmore via Lockington.
Okay.
But when he explained he only wanted to go to this side of Rochester, to my side of Rochester, the south side, well, then he was able to come up the highway.
Good on him. Well, I'm glad the cavalry has arrived for you, even though, sadly, it seems from all the reports we're getting, you're the exception rather than the rule.
Yep, and I see the couple here, there's still been a couple of evacuations in a couple of the houses where people have hung on just a little bit long down near the river and now sort of panicked a bit.
So how are they getting up? Is the SES picking them up in a truck or something?
The police are here actually. They've got a couple of little jet skis, little waveless jet skis, and they've been and picked up a couple of people. Chuka Moama Search and Rescue have been here.
So the rescue infrastructure is alive and well in Rochester.
No, it's been really good. The CFA and the SES and everybody work together. We've had the army. They've had the big trucks. They take about 30 people at a time, and It's good to see, and there's been helicopters going. Apparently, a lot of the old people have been helicoptered down to Bendigo.
Okay, and of course, the relief centre at the Presbyterian Church, I believe, is still dry and still a place of refuge within Rochester.
Yep.
Mick, I know it's a serious time, but just share a little bit of the sense of humour of some of the local businesses.
Ray White Real Estate over the road had his sign out, water trading, this morning, and when I turned my back and I came up, and Lil had been and got the sign we put out when the floor's wet and we're mopping, and it was sitting on top of the sandbags out the front of the shop. So
slippery when wet, hey?
Slippery when wet, yeah. So been a like all these things, with time to prepare and work your way through them without the absolute terror of like huge waves like they had in Brisbane, but without that absolute terror of being able to prepare and work together, there's always, even though it can be stressful, there's always that sort of fuzzy, nice feeling that comes from seeing everybody doing it.
Mick, thank you so much for joining us, and to everybody in Rochester, in Charlton, in Bridgewater, and the list goes on. We're thinking of you and every bit
and
of
all life. The news agents out there on say good day, and because doing most of your work in the dark in the morning, it's a pretty tough time. So there'll be a few in all those other towns that are doing the same thing.
Excellent. What are the chances of you having a Sunday paper ready for tomorrow morning?
The Age have told me I'm not getting any because the truck can't get them to me.
Yep.
And the Herald Sun, I'll get them. I'll need them because I think my picture's in it. So I told them there's no way they get out of not sending me.
Mick Baker from Rochester, you're a media tart. I guessed it.